The spread of misinformation has fueled our cultural divide and increased our collective anxiety about the future. Tackling misinformation isn't a simple task, but it's important. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that's dismantling New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis.
On the show, a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic walk into a bar, and the bartender says, no, it's not that old joke. They dive deep into current events such as RFK Jr.'s involvement in mainstreaming dangerous anti-vax rhetoric. They crowdsource, research, analyze, and dream up answers to the problem with, get this, proven science as their ultimate guiding light.
I highly recommend you check out Conspirituality's fascinating episodes on creating comedy in the MAGAverse with Jordan Klepper or RFK Jr. flirting with body fascism.
And you've listened to a bunch of them at this point, Paula, I know, and you tell me you love it.
I do. They're fascinating, and my favorite part is they use, wait for it, proven science.
And if
there's any kids listening, that's a class we used to take. Proven yep. science as their ultimate guiding light. I love that.
From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed about misinformation and help you resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesus fucks.
Get ready for the miracle of Mega, a comedy podcast from the staff of a fictional mega church.
And not only does he fuck, but he's the best at it.
I'm Holly Loren.
And I'm Greg Hess.
Our characters, Hallie and Gray, welcome a new guest each week, played by some of the biggest names in comedy and podcasting.
Like Scott Aukerman, Lauren Lapkus, Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, Cecily Strong, and Duncan Trussell.
I just love to think about that, the light shining down on all those corpses in the water and Noah just going by and maybe a mom being like, please, we're running out of energy. Can you please let us on the boat?
It's completely improvised and it's devilishly funny.
Is there any question you have for us about, you know, what it means to live a life in Christ?
I guess, how much do you think is bullshit?
There's a new episode every Sunday.
Listen and subscribe to Mega, wherever you get your podcasts.
Best I ever had. Best I... Y'all can do it. Y'all can do it. Y'all sing along. You know what I'm saying? Here go. Jesus, you the best.
Jesus, you're the best.
You to be the best.
Jesus, you're
Jesus,
the best.
You the okay,
best
never mind.
Best I ever had. Best wow. I ever had.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump. I'm here today for the weekly French President Trump press conference. I shall now take questions from the press.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tom Snell from CNN. Sir, there's lots of speculation about what you'll do after you leave the White House. Some people think you'll buy your own network so you can stay in front of a microphone. And some people think you'll be like the Sarah Palin phenomenon, where without the political power, she just faded away, did the Masked Singer, and eventually even her husband divorced her.
Do not talk to me like that, you lat wet. I am president of the United States. Sarah Palin's husband will never divorce moi. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News. Mr. President.
Tony, good to see you. I want the sick cheese. The sick cheese, Tony.
Thank you, Mr. President. You said that Bill Barr hadn't looked into the voter fraud you claim to have identified. You said he thought it was civil, but that it's not civil, it's criminal. Why would you appoint an attorney general who could not recognize a criminal case? Don't you think it's weird that you know more about the law than the head of the Department of Justice?
Well, as you know, Tony, Bill Barr sucked up to me very early on, and I like that. I thought, in terms of legal knowledge, that I could cover for him. But he really is an idiot. He thinks a civil case means there is no cursing involved. I no longer have time to homeschool Bill Barr. Next question.
Mr. President.
Karen von Carlson, OAN.
Why didn't you have press at your 46-minute opus on Facebook? I can't think of another word for it. It was an opus. The way you fought for the votes of the right people to count, sir. It was the most important speech of all time.
Thank you, Caron. I did not want the press there, the enemy of the people, because I did not want them asking me questions.
I understand, sir, and guilty as charged. As a journalist, I have a natural, powerful curiosity, and I would have done my damnedest to ask you questions if I had been in the room. Can I ask you some hard-hitting questions now, sir?
Of course, Caron. That is what I am here for.
Thank you, sir. This voter fraud, would you say it's bad?
It is very bad, Caron!
A follow-up question, sir, if I may. Would Jesus have approved of this voter fraud?
That is an excellent question, Caron. Jesus would have gone to Georgia and started counting votes himself. He would have climbed right out of his manger and headed to Georgia. He would have brought the ox and lamb who kept time for the little drummer boy. They could count better than the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. And then on to all the swing states. Jesus would have used the flying reindeer if he had to. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President. Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya with Telemundo. In your Facebook speech,
Excuse me. His opus.
Yes, do you mean my opus?
In your Facebook speech, you said a friend of yours, who is very intelligent, said that after being investigated so many times, for you to come out with a clean bill of health makes you the cleanest person in the world. You do not have a clean bill of health, sir. You are individual number one in the Michael Cohen indictment. And the only reason Robert Mueller didn't pursue a line of investigation on your financial crimes is that a sitting president could not be prosecuted. How are you measuring the intelligence of your friend?
He is rich and he does not pay taxes. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Sir, on your Thanksgiving Day appearance, when you kept repeating yourself over and over again, why did you sit at that little doll furniture type desk?
It made me look bigger, like your mother's twat in front of my penny. Next question.
Mr. President, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Jimmy Tingle with the Boston accent, sir. Mr. President, you keep accusing Stacey Abrams of ballot harvesting. In fact, she has registered over 800,000 voters. What is it that you are calling ballot harvesting?
It is when they grow the ballots and bring the migrants in to pick them. It is not right. Ballots grown from seeds are not for Trump. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tom Snell again with CNN. Sir, in your Facebook speech, you said that Joe Biden was told to stay away from the election. You said he was told, "We got this." Who told you that? Are you alleging that those behind the massive voter fraud have come to you and told you of their private conversations with Joe Biden? Why? Out of remorse? Guilt? Then why would they tell you, a known liar, they'd have to know that most people wouldn't believe you? When they go to the FBI or the New York Times?
Not every criminal is that bright. Eric is a criminal, and I'm hard-pressed to think of a stupider person. Eric told Golf Magazine that the Trump business gets all the money we need from Russia. Next question.
Mr. President.
Tony.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News. You have so far had 40 of your election court cases either denied or dismissed. Mr. President, why do you keep this up?
That's what she said, Tony.
I'm sorry, sir.
Never mind. We have taken in $170 million in donations for this legal fight. But really, Tony, I can use the money for whatever I want. I would let 40 judges shit on my head for $170 million. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya with Telemundo again. Sir, do your lawyers ever bring any evidence to court?
No, we tell our donors that would cost more money. Next question.
Mr. President, if I may.
Thank you, sir. Emmett Manning again, New York Newsday. Sir, do you think Hugo Chavez had anything to do with your loss?
Probably he did. He was very upset when Conrad Berdy was going to kiss his girlfriend, Kim McAfee, and he felt very strongly that a girl should have one boy, one special boy, one boy to talk with, to walk with. That is the way it should be. Maybe he sees a good-looking guy like me as a threat.
Sir, Hugo Chavez is a dead Venezuelan president.
Oh, so when he broke up with Kim McAfee, he really went places. Kim was holding him back. That happens. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Jimmy Tingle with the Boston accent, sir. Mr. President, Ivanka was just deposed in an investigation into improprieties with funds from your 2017 inauguration.
Ivanka cannot go to jail. She will melt. Have you taken a close look at her? She's plastic. She has no pores. She cannot go to jail.
Mr. President, and Melania has been subpoenaed.
Fake news. No one can subpoena Melania. You cannot get anywhere near her with anything with the word penny in it. Trust me. This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.